This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, spent three or so uncomfortable hours on Capitol Hill today being, it is fair to say, grilled over the various and sundry issues with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Why the website doesn't work, whose fault that is, what insurance companies might be in for if things don't get fixed, and why some people's policies, lots of people's policies to be fair, are being canceled even though President Obama promised early and often as he was trying to get the health law passed that if you like your health insurance, you will be able to keep your health insurance. Sarah Cliff is the health policy reporter at The Washington Post. Sarah, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This idea of policies being canceled, why is it happening and why is it happening now?
Part of it is political, and some of it is also timing, that a lot of people who buy their own insurance policies, and we're talking about 15 million people in the United States, they buy them on an annual basis. So if they have a policy that will be ending in January, right now is when they're getting notices from their insurance company about what will happen to their policy next year, and they're going to have to switch to a different plan for 2014.
Why are these plans not being offered, though? Because the president promised.
He did. And I think, as you know, we've learned over the past few days, that probably was not the wisest. I would add, these cancellations, they're not a bug of the Affordable Care Act. They're actually a key feature. One of the things that the drafters of the health care law wanted to do was they wanted to increase the robustness of insurance policies. Right now, 9% of individual plans, for example, won't cover prescription drugs. 62% won't cover maternity care. And that's why you see these cancellation notices, that the Affordable Care Act is saying you can't offer these policies that don't cover this set of benefits we think is essential.
To be clear, even if I were a young single male with no risk of pregnancy, I would still have to buy under the Affordable Care Act, a program that covers it in the spirit of the larger you want comprehensive coverage in and stuff that's going to protect against catastrophe.
Right. And this came up at the hearing today. Representative Renee Elmer said, you know, have you ever seen a man get pregnant trying to make the point about this? But, you know, if you're that young single man, it's, you know, possible you might get married. It's possible you might have a dependent who becomes pregnant. We don't buy insurance for the primary care checkup or the routine visits. The point of insurance is to insure against these big, unexpected challenges.
Just to the news, the other news of the day, the president is in Boston today making a speech on health care, and he is now embracing Governor Romney's plan and using it as a selling point for Obamacare. He now has to go out and sell this thing even more, doesn't he?
Yes. And, you know, I think one of the things the administration loves about Romney Care right now is the fact that enrollment at the start was incredibly slow. Massachusetts only had 123 people sign up for their program in the first month. And that was ultimately 0.3% of everyone who enrolled that year. So you can expect them to seize on that data point and say, you know, Massachusetts enrollment was very slow and it worked out fine. So please don't freak out if you start seeing some low enrollment numbers.
Yeah, we'll extrapolate that 0.3%. I was about to ask you on the way out whether or not you think Secretary Sebelius is going to keep her job, but I'm reading the wires here in the studio as we're talking. And from Reuters, it says, White House says President Obama has complete confidence in Secretary Sebelius.
Yeah, I do expect her to stay in her job. And, you know, part of it is, you know, purely political. It would be impossible to confirm a new Health and Human Services head in the midst of this fight over the health care law.
Sarah Cliff is the health policy reporter at The Washington Post. Sarah, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.